Welcome back to the X's and O's podcast, guys. We've got another special for you today. Mm-hmm. In the room, we've got myself, George, the voice of reason, if you didn't already know. We got Bam Bam in the building.
What's up, guys?
And we've got two special guests. I'll give them a quick intro, but I'll let them introduce themselves on their own. So we got Anna and we got Yasmin. Thank you for coming on the show.
Wait. Before we start.
You want to do your thing, yeah?
Good morning.
Oh, man.
Good afternoon. Man. Good evening.
Man.
No, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it.
No, but we got a good one today because obviously we had the Women's European Championship not too long ago. And I know I was watching, boy. That was a sick competition. It didn't end the way we wanted it to end. But on that note, Anna, want to introduce yourself?
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm Anna, I play corner for Great Britain, and I also play a few positions on defence for the Wembley Stallions.
Oh, a few. Oh, wheel it off, man.
I like to move about a bit, so linebacker, corner, safety.
Mad.
I like to mix it up.
Swiss Army knife.
Isn't it? No one. And Yasmin, yourself?
I'm Yasmin, but most people call me Yaz.
Okay.
thanks for having me on the show.
No problem, man.
I played O-line at GB, and I had like a brief stint at D-line. And then at Warriors, which is where I play during the winter, I play O-line, sometimes D-line, and then fullback and tight end.
Swiss Army knife.
Is that because of numbers, or is that it's because of numbers? Is it, or is it because you guys just get freedom to sort of like which roles you want to do?
Well, we recruited really well this year, so we tried to do it last year, but we didn't have enough people to be able to rotate. But because we've recruited so well, we can move around a little bit more and try out new stuff.
Yeah, ours is similar, but it's because you want to try all the athletes in all the different positions, and because it is a seven-a-side, you know, games are shorter and stuff, you can mix it up a bit, so it's good too.
So you get free. That's not bad, actually. Mm-hmm. At least you get to like a feel for different positions, and then you can kind of... Is there anyone that solidifies as like one position, or does everyone play sort of multiple positions?
Quarterback.
Given that it's on,
not
even then.
Wow.
That's what I was saying, not even that.
So it depends. So you'll have like some people that join the team and they're like very, very set on like, I want to play this, and I'm not going to play anything else. And then you'll get other people on the team that are like, cool, throw me in.
What do you think like your coach prefers?
I think it depends on the score, who we're playing, what injuries are like. In an ideal world, he'll be able to move lots of people around whenever he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
But games obviously don't always go to plan, so it all depends.
Cool.
You mentioned injuries. I want to talk about that. So obviously it's a contact sport. Both of you, like, in terms of injuries, are we talking you've been seriously injured before, or you've been all right, you've been lucky, you're shaking your head? No,
touch wood.
Really?
The worst injury I got was when I tore a ligament in my ankle, and I did that playing flag, which is just such a smack in the face, because it's like I hit people, but nope, my ankle goes during a flag game.
No way.
So, yeah, so like the worst injury that I've done in contact is strained my rotator cuff. So I've been very lucky.
You've been very lucky, man.
How are you getting injured in flag?
You've been lucky. How long have you been playing for?
I've been playing for 4 years.
Okay. And Yasmin, yourself?
3.
Okay. Yeah, still, even then, people who play for 1 year, bruv, it's bruv, a wrap sometimes.
Like. First training session, I got injured, bruv. So.
I'm genuinely surprised.
And don't Yasmin, jinx us.
Like, yeah, my bad.
Touch wood.
Injuries, you've been all right?
I had one Diamond League like 2 years ago, but apart from that, I've been pretty solid.
What happened?
I did my ligament in my right ankle, doing a tackle actually. My foot just sort of planted and didn't move.
Yeah.
So the person kept running, I grabbed them, and my foot just stayed where it was.
Ouch.
But that was about it. Apart from that, I'm good.
Boy. So, Wembley Stallions, I know. Warriors, yes. You guys have got a game next week.
Yes, we have.
And they're sitting right.
Y'all sitting on the same couch.
Your friends now, but boy.
Wait until so, next week.
Bragging rights. What's going on? Like, how obviously, like the men's game, we kind of know, like, when we face Warriors, it's going to be like a game where you have to put your all in because you know what type of competition you're going to get. Same with Blitz, Bristol, O's. What's it like with the women's game? Is there like a team that you kind of would say fear, but not like, I'm scared of them, I don't want to play them? Or is there a kind of team that you like look at and respect more than maybe others.
For us, so it's our Wembley Stallions obviously got promoted this year, so it's the first time that we're going to be going up against like the big dogs. Do you know what I mean? So we're going to be playing Lions,
the big dogs.
We're going to be playing the Warriors, and for us, they're teams that we look up to. Like they've progressed and they've grown, and like we aspire to do the same. So particularly the path that the Warriors were on when they first started, and the Stallions were first starting out, you were probably like a year or two ahead or something. So we played them originally, and then since they got promoted, obviously haven't played them since. Yeah. But the way that the Warriors have grown, you know, the way they play, like they've got a rep and they've got like aggression, and I think every team in the country knows about it.
Yeah.
So like for us, like we're just excited. We want to play with the best. We want to be the best.
Yeah.
So yeah, can't wait.
No doubt, man.
No, me neither. It'll be really good. I guess we don't know what to expect. We sort of know what to expect from like Hearts and Birmingham now, but we last time we played Wembley, I think, was the halftime game at the Warriors International game.
Yeah, oh my god, when was that? 2 years ago?
Yeah, and that was like a 12-minute game of flag or something, wasn't it?
Oh, where did you say you played that?
We played at New River. It was the international game for the men's. They were playing like a
country. Oh, is that when Warriors played like Copenhagen Towers?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Okay, and we literally like at halftime had like a, it was something silly, like an 8-minute game against the Warriors.
Really?
And yeah. it was just meant
against
to be
the Warriors, against the Stallions.
You see, like any girls in the crowd or whatever, that like it was been to give them a bit of a taste.
Okay. So, regarding that, how do you feel like? Do you feel like the women's game has progressed a lot in terms of participation, or do you feel like it's kind of stayed on a humble level? Or
I think it is growing massively.
Yeah. I agree.
I've been in my own little bubble a little bit with it, and I think like getting involved in the Diamond Series that we do in the summer, and like obviously being a part of GB, I think that was the first time that I kind of got taken out of my bubble and was like, this is actually huge now. Like
it is, man.
And the thing is that there's so much more opportunity out there now. You start seeing like these established programs and they're like, yeah, we want to get a women's team.
That's
like an objective for everyone now, because there are so many women in the country who are up for it, like people that have played rugby, people who haven't played contact sports before. They're like, I want to give it a go.
People just lifting weights in the gym, like they'll see you or they'll ask what your hoodie means, or and they just want to get involved. Like that's mostly how we've recruited this year. Like generally just people lifting weights in the gym. We've been like, do you want to play? And they're like, cool, yeah, let's do it.
That's sick.
This
is a difficult question in the terms that, like, do you feel it's better for you guys to have a women's team, or would you interact with the men's team? Like, would you play on the men's team if given the opportunity?
Interesting.
I already do.
Oh, swear. Mad.
Yeah, I play for the Hertfordshire Cheetahs.
Okay, so how did you get into that? How do you find that, as a comparison to playing on a women's team?
So after I did Diamond, it seems kind of anticlimactic to go back to sevens.
Mm.
So I did like a lot of messaging of teams and stuff, because there just aren't any really 11s teams out there for women. Yeah. And then I messaged the Cheetahs and went and met their chairman. And he said, yeah, just come down and train. And then when they were in Div 2, I started playing with them that season, and I've just stayed with them, and now they're in Div 1 and that's just sick. Playing with them in the summer.
That's sick. So that's just an example of, you know what you want to do or you want to play. Mm-hmm. And you just put the message out there, and there you go. Like, you're playing with the men's team, and it's absolutely, that's sick, man. I rate that a lot. That's really good.
How about you, Anna?
Yeah, I'd love to, but just being realistic, like, I am a bit smaller.
There's no size.
Yeah. Like, I could do it, and like there's never a part of me that's like, oh, do you know what, I'm not any better. Like, I do train with the Stallion senior team. Like, I go to their summer camps and stuff, and like I get in and I play games like 11 aside with them when we have team and stuff like that. So I'm in the mix, but in all honesty, like, focusing on the sevens, focusing on the development of the women's there's enough there.
Yeah.
Like, we've got great coaches, we've got great numbers, like we're recruiting well as well. So it's like, there's no harm in just focusing on that for now.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
No, although I miss 11s. I love playing.
I was going to get into that.
So much better.
Was there talk about that changing? I don't know where I heard talk about a potential to look at the, I don't know how it works in some logistics, but the
there's like
side, man.
A lot of whispers and stuff going on. And I think especially after Diamond League, I think all the coaches are very, very keen to make 11s a thing.
Yeah.
Because I think that Birmingham are moving from Sapphire to 11s.
Okay.
Oh, right.
After this year, because they've got two teams. They've improved so well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they can do it, everyone else can. The only problem is, it's just how far apart the teams are.
That's the thing. Yeah,
like,
they don't
it's
be
harder to
up
recruit.
And down the country. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are they going to play?
No idea. Exactly. I guess they play that. International, don't they? Europe. They don't need to play here.
I'm going to say international.
Because they're doing that already, I think.
Mm. I see you sporting a GB Lions hoodie.
The Kino who wore the kit.
Yeah, I'm so glad I didn't.
Obviously, you both played GB, didn't you?
Yeah.
How did you find the tournament now? Because you guys did very well. It was a shame because you beat Finland, didn't you? But you needed to beat them by...
By six.
Yeah. And you
six
beat them
to come first, five to come second.
Like, I was going to say, like, just around the whole GB thing, I think it was done really well from, like, before games even started. Just the promotion was sick. Like, they put out the rosters, everyone had their headshots done, everything was released, it was all fresh and clean. Yeah,
you know what else was sick
that
about
was
it?
That was so Alex What's Lilly that? As well.
Yeah.
She was so on that.
Shout out.
The thing that was sick about that was that that game tournament had more promotion than most men's games have had in a long time.
I hear that. I mean, I don't know if it's to do with because it was a European championship.
Yeah, but even
still.
So, as a standard to look at, like, as a lady, if I was a lady and I looked at that, I was like, rah, like, and I was interested in American football, I was like, rah, like, they're playing in Europe.
Yeah.
Like, Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sick. That's like proper sick.
It just helped with the whole...
The push of the game,
build up.
Man.
And I know, like, you know, people talk, is it an honours play for your country? Like, 100% in my view, it always is. And then, but what this did is it just made it feel so special as well. Like, you know, you just went for it because you've got people that care, people are interested, they want to read about you, they want to watch the stuff that you do. Yeah. And it just made it special, didn't it?
Yeah, like, and everyone was always, like, waiting outside in the stadium for us.
Oh, serious?
And, like,
I bet that must have felt sick,
and stuff.
Yeah.
It was wicked. Like, the whole build-up to it, you were like, oh, yeah, it's an honour. And then, generally, it sounds so cliche, but when you actually go up there and sing that national anthem and people are, like, looking at you, and you're like, oh,
it's because it's not a thing for art. It's not really a thing for art. Football and everything else, it's there, and it's common knowledge, and they do it all the time. But American football in the UK, men or women, like, that sort of standard isn't really there. Like, we go out, I know the men's recently had some of their games against Russia and Sweden, but, like, the whole thing about going out there, being streamed, being on the BBC at times, singing the national anthem, it's mad, isn't it? It makes you think, like, the sport is coming, it's moving
making,
along nicely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not at the pace we want, and I know that, and everybody says the same thing, but it's getting there. Like, for me, I watched the games as well. I was watching them at home thinking, this is sick,
good.
Man.
That's what I said. Like, they were just football games. Doesn't matter if it was men or women.
Exactly.
It was just a good game of football. Like, you played three games?
Yeah.
All three games were just good games of football. And I think everyone was rooting for you because...
Definitely, man.
I don't think GB men or women have been in a position where we could actually bring back a European trophy on
that's
that
a
level.
Sick point, yeah.
And it's so sick. Like,
my heart, man.
Talk us through, like...
So the first game was Sweden.
Yeah.
6-9.
talk us through the games. Like, give us a brief summary on the games, if you can remember.
What was it for you?
So Sweden was like, it was so much build up. So we were in camp for what felt like forever before we actually played. So it was just all of this energy and everyone was just like so pumped to play it. And when we got there, we were like so ready to like take it. And then that last play that was just like, I just remember, like, the whole team was just, like, hysterical. Everyone was in tears. It was just awful. It was the first game was so bad. And then the next day was, like, a massive come down. Like, everyone was really, like, down. No one could be bothered to talk to each other. Man. It was just...
That just goes to show the care and the passion that everyone
was
about, for the game. And I guess because it's the opener, everyone's thinking, oh, my gosh, like, they lost 6-9, like, what the hell's happening, blah, blah, blah. But it's good to hear this side of the story because nobody knows this side of the story, obviously. Like, when you lose, some people react differently. Some people, it's like, oh, on to the next one. Some people, like you say, have their head down a bit or they need a bit of picking up.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to hear that because, obviously, the scoreline is a close game. It's like it was a blowout. But
no, and it was just that one, like, because you remember it from an offensive perspective. I remember it from a defensive perspective.
Even.
And it was just that one play. I think it was like the second play that Sweden had, and they just got the slot coming on a quick out, and she just hit the sideline, and she just got
that
little bit. And it was like, that's the one play. That's literally the one chance that they had, and the rest of the time we kept them out.
Yeah,
like, they didn't even come close, and then they just got in field goal range, and that was it.
Yeah.
And it was just like.
Yeah.
So close.
And then, meanwhile, Finland just did a madness.
Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, don't.
What?
15-0 against Austria. Like,
so weirdly, Finland were the only team not to integrate with anyone else.
Is it?
The whole time, yeah. So, like, until the very end, we didn't talk to Finland. So, Austria was so friendly from the beginning. Like, hi, how are you?
You think that was good?
Like, yeah, yeah. And then Sweden were okay, but Finland barely spoke to anyone. They would, like, go into the hall at different times. They wouldn't sit with anyone.
Some sick regime,
to be fair, though, like...
I understand it. Because, like, you're going to a tournament. Exactly. Like, there ain't no friends here.
Yeah, I hear that. Like, maybe after the tournament.
I kind of understand it, but...
Yeah.
I suppose, like, that's as we talk about the growth of the game, you kind of want to be in a situation where there's no bad blood. I know it's a tournament, and I know you're going to a tournament to be winners and losers, but there should be no bad blood between the teams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
especially because we were staying, like, all in the same accommodation.
Yeah,
exactly.
That is interesting as well. So all the teams were together?
Yeah,
like,
just on
yeah. So we had, like, different wings. Yeah, so we had, like, the bottom floor, then someone else would have the second floor. And I feel like Finland was in the next block.
Yeah,
but that's sick,
at least. Like, so I guess you would have been seeing different team members walking around.
Some Olympic village type of stuff.
But they couldn't come into our section and we couldn't go into their section.
But
so
that's still good because everything's together. Like, the integration, I know you're playing different teams, different countries, but still, like, the whole vibe of, oh, this is our tournament, we're playing against each other. I might see you out, but, like, I'm not your guy, I'm not your girl sort of thing. Like,
yeah, honestly.
Come game time,
it's a different story. So after the Sweden loss, what clicked?
I guess the team, I think.
I think we settled in, didn't we?
Yeah.
It's almost like there's so much anticipation. Mm-hmm. And I know that there were a lot of, like, I was a rookie this year. Like, you settle in after your first game.
Well, rookie to GB.
Rookie to GB. Okay. So, like, you settle in, like, you know that what's going to happen now. Mm-hmm. So I think after that Tuesday, that bit of that low, you know, we picked up and we were like, all right, well, we've got Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go out and smash it. Let's go and play Austria and, you know, show them what we can really do. And we did. And we had an 100%. Amazing deck game.
Yeah. So good.
36-6 against Austria.
Yeah.
Good scoreline.
Yeah.
Very games good. As well. And I think as well, like, obviously for the whole team as well, but especially for the O-line, like, Sweden was, like, awful. That was a horrible day. And I think for the O-line, it just... solidified the fact that actually we need to just absolutely punch it for the rest of the rest of the tournament.
Yeah.
And I think that it was like a proper turning point in that way as well. Like, we just clicked and we were like, this is it, rookie or not rookie, we need to absolutely go.
Did you lot feel like, because obviously when it was streamed, like, did you forget that, or was that a thing in your mind? Because, you know, sometimes when you get on the pitch and you're in your mind's view, you're focusing on the game, you're in that tunnel vision, and you forget about the crowd and everything else. Did the fact that it was streamed come into play at any point? Was it in anyone's mind sort of thing? Or was it just like, oh, let's just go out and do what we do?
I don't think so.
No.
It wasn't... It's not something you really noticed because there wasn't, like, cameras in your face. So you literally just played your game and it was, like, this tiny, tiny square, like, right at the top of the stand that you wouldn't even notice. It was only, like, every night we went back and we watched the game that then you'd be like, oh, like, they caught that mistake on camera or I'm face planting this on camera.
And did you all watch it together?
Like dorm rooms. In your kitchen in your dorm room you could go and watch it. But I remember what made it so strange was when Finland and Austria were on the early kickoff on the Monday before the Sweden game, and we were in the kitchen watching it on the telly, and then I was like, we're gonna be out there later.
Carry on.
I was just gonna say, it just made it feel so legit. Mm-hmm. Like,
did you get to do film review on the team?
Like,
break our Sweden. How was that process for you guys? Obviously, like, playing a game, having to review yourselves and having to review the next team, we've been in such a short space of time. How did that feel?
Oh, it might have been different on defense.
Yeah, maybe. But, like, I can't praise the coaches enough for, like, the process that we follow.
Yeah, I heard a lot about that. Sorry to cut you off, but I heard a lot about that, and I saw a lot about how what they did in between matches, all the prep that went in, all the hours that went in. So credit to all the coaches, man.
After Sweden game, they were up until, like, 4 in the morning having a meeting about it. Like,
dedication,
what are we going to do?
Yeah, they knew it was such a quick turnaround for the Austria game. And, like, I just can't give them credit enough because, like, the level of coaching, like, from a defensive perspective was incredible.
Yeah.
And, like, they were just so efficient with the time. Like, they made us focus on what we had to focus on. And it just felt like you felt reassured because they had prepared us so well.
Got it.
It made you feel better going out on the field.
Mm.
Yeah, interesting, agreed, 100%.
Proper sick. Proper sick.
And then the game with Finland.
The game.
Man. And what's mad about that is that Bam Bam said earlier, like, you lot won the game.
Yeah.
But because you needed 5 points, or was it six or five?
Six to win. 5 to silver.
And that drive, man, like, I don't want to take you back there, obviously, but, like, me and my wife are sitting there at home watching it, thinking, oh, my God, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And then if I remember correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, the snap went over the QB's head.
Yes, it did.
She ran back to get right the ball, over. And then I think you lost about 20 yards, I think, at that point. Were you going for a field goal? No, you were going to score.
Yeah, we were going to score. It was literally...
In my mind, it was like... Because on that
there
note,
were
again,
bare plays that led up to that.
I was going to say on that point, like, there's some gems on that team,
yeah,
man.
Honestly,
like,
man.
Roof
so many.
Is just like...
I know.
Shout out to Roof, man.
That, she's just the loveliest
man.
Person as well.
Yeah, she is. It's she's so even... humble. She's so like,
yeah.
so calm, so collected. Like, you'd never think that
she's electric.
Like, absolutely, 100%.
Like, some of them plays, so man. Many. Honestly, she's electric. She obviously plays...
Birmingham, innit?
No, she plays in the States, no?
Yeah, so what she was in America for like most of our practices and then came back for like the last... two or three, I think.
Yeah, the ones the month before.
The month before. And then absolutely just like hammered it out.
Yeah, man.
And was like, knew her stuff. And we were like, yeah, cool, have
crazy.
The ball.
How did it feel having someone who's been stateside come to play with you guys? Like, did she share knowledge or?
The thing is, you'd never know. Like, she just acts like anyone else on the team. She has like such knowledge, and when you're sitting in classroom, she just comes up with these absolute gems and you're like, oh, I never even thought of that. Oh, that makes so much sense.
A lot to learn from that experience as well.
She has so much knowledge, but generally she's just so down calm, so chilled, so down to earth, funny. Yeah,
great
she's lovely.
Member.
Yeah. Really nice.
I mean, we
could
name names like Phoebe.
But there was a lot.
Vanessa, that's bare people, man. It was a good team performance. It's just a shame at the end.
You know what? Was the saddest thing about it is that you guys did all you needed to do.
That's it.
In terms of winning, of course, like you wanted to win by more, but I don't remember a game where I've personally wanted someone to win so badly just for the fact that you guys are playing GB ladies, going on this type of scale of playing football in such a type of way.
Mm. A European tournament.
Just stream everything about it was just set up for you guys.
That's it, man. It was written, isn't it?
So honestly, so well. And then it's like,
yeah, I know.
That, oh man.
Oh, it hurts.
I can imagine.
I can talk about it for a while after. Yeah. Even now, you think about it, and you're just like,
The thing is, hypothetically speaking, you guys going to your next tournament. What do you think you guys could do better than what happened before? Obviously, winning would be the ultimate goal. But what do you guys like personally feel like you could do better? What did you learn from the experience that you can take into, well, even your games next week? What do you feel like you could take into that you know that you've learned from that you can take into better your game individually?
Mine's definitely confidence.
Yeah.
Like
oh,
the
same.
Oh, sorry. But it is that, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
it is 100%.
It's so mad how, I don't know why, but like during the whole process, I was just like, maybe I'm actually like, not that good. Do you know what I mean? Like
self-doubt,
maybe it's
that.
Like imposter syndrome, like because I play with all these other girls and I'm just like, you lot are literally amazing. And then to be part of that, you're a bit like, really? And then so if I could go in and I could do it all again, I'd just be like, actually, yeah, I deserve to be here. And actually, yeah, I'm maybe going up against some 6'5" Swedish girl or whatever, like, but I'm gonna
do
it.
There's a place for everyone, man.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
so
if you've got the heart, then you know.
As I said,
there's
no size to football.
Yeah,
I know.
All what's in here and in here that matters.
I'm of it.
But yeah, no, what about you guys?
I'd say exactly the same thing. I think now we know what to expect. A lot of us have never been on an international stage before, and there was a lot of rookies this year. So for as many vets as we had maybe two rookies. And
you still did sick as well, man.
Amazing.
Oh, cheers.
And we didn't get the win. Well,
but
we win,
yeah, I think it's just the confidence, like we know what to expect and we can do it, like we've proved we can.
Yeah, exactly.
And we didn't have a lot of time, like as an actual team, because the final team only got selected the month before.
Yeah.
So we didn't have a lot of time as a team. So most of our time bonding and gelling was actually in camp.
Yeah.
And now we've just got to go out there and do it because we can, basically, and just be confident with it.
I think it's great, man, for the women's game in particular. Like, I'm hoping after that, and even after like the series of events you've got coming up, that there's an influx of more people wanting to play football.
That's what I was going to get onto.
It's there, man.
We've seen
it
already.
There.
Yeah, like definitely. Yeah. Like,
you've noticed a change.
Yeah, we've had people come naturally. Sick. Like our recruitment hasn't had to be so active because we've seen people that have like followed,
exactly,
like kept up to date on social, and they're like, actually, I want to give it a go.
Yeah,
cool. All right, I'm gonna ask a question. Yeah, and you guys can feel freely to answer this however you want.
Oh, God.
It's not going to be that bad, don't worry. So, hypothetically speaking, because we love to speak in hypotheticals, 5 years down the line, what does the women's game look like to you guys?
You go.
I would like to think that in 5 years' time, it would be as big as the men's is here.
Mm-hmm. Why not bigger?
I mean, why not bigger? It could be bigger. But hypothetically, I want to also be reasonable.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
I mean, if the men can get a BBC stream, like we just had a European Championship, why can't we have a BBC stream?
Yeah, exactly.
Why can't it actually be shown on TV for everyone to watch? Why do you have to go online to watch it?
Yeah, yeah.
That red button, man.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, I think it should be just more accessible to everyone. It should be as accessible as men's is, if not more so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a nice
I think it would be good to see like every programme in the country having its own women's team. Like there's such there's so like we've got a lot, don't get me wrong, but like there's some programs out there that are amazing and they're obviously doing things right, but they don't have a women's team and you're like, why don't you? Because I bet you could get the numbers.
There's room for more, man.
Yeah, definitely. And like my dream is now, like I want to play 11 a side all the time.
Agreed.
Hopefully it becomes a thing, man, because like I said, and you said it as well, Yasmin, I heard loads of things about the potential move and I think it would be good. One thing you might have to consider is then when like you guys play multiple positions now, when you go to 11 aside, it might be slightly different because of injuries and things like that.
You get specialty.
Yes,
we do.
But on that note, we're going to wrap it up slightly.
One last question. One last question. Obviously, you're on a podcast now. What would you want to say to anyone that's interested in coming into the sport from a female side? Because you got a lot of men that are saying, oh yeah, doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you do, blah 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 blah. Is the message the same for you guys to say to ladies, or
would you want to do any shout outs as well?
Yeah, 100%, just do it. Like I knew nothing about American football, I'd never played it before, I haven't played any contact sports, so don't let that put you off. And also don't let age put you off as well. Like the women are naturally coming into it later because they'll play rugby like throughout uni or whatever, and then so don't let anything put you off, just give it a go because there's nothing to lose. And then I suppose final shout out is obviously
Stallions.
To my stallions, obviously.
GB Women's.
GB Women's,
Warriors. You know how it is.
Mad.
Warriors, obviously GB and all the coaches and stuff. And
We'll come back and we'll tell you about how Yaz trucks.
Yeah, we invite ourselves back.
Go send us a message on Facebook or Instagram to let us know what happened.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, sounds good.
It's going to be a big one.
Definitely.
A big one.
Where's it being played?
Hearts.
Okay, cool.
Okay, sick. Thank you again for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to wrap it up there, guys. Make sure you tune in to all the other episodes if you haven't listened already. Follow us on all the socials because we got an announcement coming soon regarding the Super Bowl.
Big announcement.
By the time you hear this, it may be out. If not, it's coming soon. So definitely listen out, follow us on all the socials at X's and O's Team, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube with Mandem and Madden. And if you haven't already, check out the explosion vlog that we put up from our trip at the Birmingham Lions. And the Super Bowl party news is coming, just stay tuned. But thank you for listening. Listen back to all the episodes if you haven't, and stay locked in. We've got more podcasts coming. Take care, guys. Peace.